We apologize for the audio inconsistencies in this episode. We hope you enjoy the episode just the same. Hola, hello, hi, bienvenido, and welcome back, or welcome to our season two finale episode today. We're wrapping up season two. I'm here with my best buddy from Guadalajara, my collaborator, my co-creator, Ileana Jaime Felix. It's been 2 months. It's been a summer hiatus here for the Mentors Today podcast. ¿Cómo estás, mi amiga? How are you? And it is good to see you again.
Hello, Rob. Wow. A lot happened in 2 months, but it was also a good time to reset again and start very fresh our new season and wrap up this one.
See. So welcome to our decision to wrap up season two. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, but we all know that you're going through this as well. So we just thought it would be fun and natural. So that's why we're doing it. So just to reset a little bit and focus on what we're here to do for all of you in the audience and why we do this in general, right? Is because, right, we want to connect all of you people in these entrepreneurial economies of LATAM and the US. So as we now call it, the Americas. We want to tell really cool stories and we want to share important perspectives of the talented people that are building and leading the entrepreneurial economies of the Americas. And we're excited about the people that we're going to get to talk in season three.
Yeah.
And I mean, this isn't our job. And that's like a pretty cool job.
Yeah. I mean, it is a job that gave us the opportunity to learn while we have fun and we share with other people amazing thoughts of incredible creative persons. And also it's kind of a therapy for us because it helped us to overcome the challenges of the pandemic.
100% agree. I mean, I can remember there were times, a handful, if not most of these episodes we recorded this year in season two were done while we were still in relative lockdown, like in your life or the occasional trip to like COVID safe quarantine trip to like see your family in La Paz or basically me just still here in Los Angeles. Like I'm still here, still reporting from Los Angeles. Like I haven't. So it's just been cool. But I think the other point that's really one of the things that I know you and I love about doing the show is the third point, right? The third why, which is the fact that we get to share these points of view that are amazing, talented, quote unquote, experts, right? That we get to share their amazing knowledge with our audience so that they can take it and apply it to their businesses or their companies or their funds or their networks that they're trying to build. Maybe they're trying to build a startup. Maybe they're entrepreneurs. Maybe they're trying to find a career in entrepreneurship. And we're going to do that today as well. So we will now call season three the next tranche of episodes, and we will record those through the rest of the year, the end of this year. But we're gonna really focus on season three. And one of the reasons we decided to kind of create this artificial break is because for the first time in the history of the Mentors Today podcast, we have help.
Finally, thank God in the universe.
Right? We have a team.
We are very grateful about that and super happy to we are going to the next level, Rob.
This is level up time, buddy.
Yeah, this started as a hobby and just you and I talking and then decided to record it. And then we put it a little bit of more production and now it's getting real.
See, we're super excited. And this is kind of, you know, grateful in the sense of some of the growth that we have experienced at Growth Hacks in the business of Growth Hacks this year that enables us to be in a position to announce that we have hired our first group of interns to help us expand and build the company. And so we've hired three young women, two that will be involved, one that will literally be the boss of us now. So Ileana and I have leveled ourselves up to the point that we will now have a boss who is a really talented Gen Z 20-something-year-old from Ciudad de Mexico. Deanna Bernal. Deanna's finishing up her studies at Tec de Monterrey, and she is our new production assistant intern, and she literally is an experienced sound engineer, podcast producer at the university, and so incredibly talented for being so young and so smart. And it's been a pleasure as we've onboarded these young women over the last 4 weeks at Growth Hacks as a whole. I'm so excited and energized and like re-energized in some ways. And David, my partner at Growth Hacks, is super excited and grateful to have the help. And now Ile just gets to go to be the on-air talent here at the Mentors Today. So she's super excited.
Yes. And this is going to be a great gift for our audience, because I know these shows will improve the quality, and all of this we are doing is just for you, the listeners, yeah, to enjoy it more and to have a great experience listening to us and discovering new mentors of the day.
100% true. And as the second part of that, we've also realized, as we transitioned, as Ilya described so articulately, Ilya and I love doing this. Like, and I'm speaking for her because I know, like, we love doing this. And as part of that, like, we love just doing it for no matter, as I always say when I give speeches in Latam, like, whether it's one person in the room or 1,000 people in the room, like, we love doing it and we put just as much effort into it no matter what. But having said that, the reason that we hired this next young lady, Alyssa Rose Gonzalez, who's an American Cubana, who lives in New Jersey, but is in her third year at university, at Ohio State University in Estados Unidos, and is majoring in international business and brand design. We hired her as our social content and marketing assistant intern. And she's going to be working with me and the team, Growth Hacks at Large. But she's also going to really help us spread the message and spread the content of Mentors Today more. Because at the end of the day, we really do want the audience to be bigger. Like, we want more people to listen to this, not for our ego's sake, but because we know that these stories, like, as we go back and listen to these episodes are awesome. Like, the guests that we have are incredibly important and talented people. And the information that we've gathered in season 2 has just been a joy. And we want more people to benefit from that. So Alyssa is going to come alongside Deanna and us and really start to help us repurpose this content, share these stories over and over and over again in more social channels. So hopefully it makes it easier for you who are listening to reshare it and reshare it and reshare it and ultimately build community. So we're super excited about both those young women. And I'll just say, like, I'm going to say from my point of view, Ilya, like, 2021 has been in a lot of ways overwhelming. I went back and thought about, for me, Ilya, what were like the three big themes that the whole pandemic has centered around. For me, the podcast and our guests and just life in general really proved to me three things. One, the pandemic is a massive accelerant, right? So it is a bunch of things, and it has been very tragic and terribly hard for so many people, but it's been an accelerant of a lot of the stuff I think that was happening or was going to happen anyways. And I just think now it's just going to happen, like, sooner, faster, and more intensely than it would have happened on its own. So stuff that was going to happen 3 years, 5 years, 7, 10 years from now, I think is all going to happen, like, in the next 24 months. And that's going to be overwhelming and insane. The second thing, like, I think I've learned a lot just in these 6 months. I've grown a lot as a person. And it's really this idea of, like, the pandemic has presented us with this chance to either embrace the changes and use the pandemic to, like, evolve and grow and improve as a person or not. And the third bit that it's really overwhelmed me and kind of hit me with, which is tied to the second bit, is just this. I now no longer think there is, like, a going back to normal. I think if you would have listened to these episodes, and I went back and listened to some of them, there were things I said where I kind of alluded to, like, at post-pandemic and, like, getting to normal, although the normal would be kind of new, but I really thought it would kind of mostly be normal. And I no longer think that's true. I think that, like,
But you feel now that it's awkward for you? Like, I mean, you said we're not going back to normal, but does it feel not normal for you now, current situation, or it's becoming normal? Okay.
That's a great clarifier. So the dive down on that a little bit that I was about to say, maybe it helps, is, like, I think we're going to wind up at some point, and I don't think that point is anytime soon. Like, I think at some point, 2023, 2024, 2025, we're going to wind up with a memory that looks back and divides the world and says there were the before times and the after times. Those are the big three things for me. I know how it's affecting you, but, like, you've had a lot of change in this year and just in the last couple months, but, like, you've had a lot of change in your life in the last 6 months.
Yes. I mean, I don't know how I feel right now. because as you said, the past year has been just changes and changes and changes. And even though when we were waiting for stuff to happen, we were in the middle of changes of another stuff around us, no?
Yeah.
So Yeah, I mean, I feel very grateful to have this time to reflect on what I really want to be and change. Well, for the people that are listening to us, I just changed my job, my day job. I'm now in another company.
And first of all, yay for you, big applause. Yay. Right? But super excited about what is already started and is in the last couple of weeks and is coming. But also, talk to us a little bit about that, because you went from supporting the entrepreneurial economy for an awesome, incredible organization like Endeavor, where you were a behind the scenes, literally just working to support everybody as they built and they built the future and they built this and they built that. And now you're in an operator role for a fast growth startup company. And you can tell everybody about that, but and you're back with freedom and flexibility and 37 things to do. And you're in the streets literally and figuratively, and you're promoting and you're growing and you're hustling. And that's that's a dramatic change.
Yeah, it's a very different role because I've been into supporting the entrepreneur ecosystem
since you came home from Chile.
Yeah. Right. And also I think it counts since I was in my startup, because I mean, it's different because I was in developing a personal project, but I was entering in the entrepreneurial ecosystem and getting to know a lot of this world and all the specifics of what it is to be an entrepreneur and all these new words and language and people and programs and opportunities. And then I moved to become the facilitator of those tools that I learned when I was starting up. So yeah, now that I'm in this role, it's a completely exciting moment for me, because I'm about to put in practice a lot of things that I've just listened or helped to build, in the backstage. I was in the production backstage role, and now in the stage. So yeah,
and you were in the production role, so to speak, the backstage role, in support of every act that went on stage, and now you're on stage with one act, you're a musician in the band.
Yeah, I mean, that's super fun. Yeah. I'm super happy.
So let's just do a blatant gross commercial for your new employer, because hey, it's our show, so we can do that. So why don't you tell everybody about your amazing company, what it's called, what it does, why everybody listening should care.
Yeah, I'm just happy here because I'm feeling like I'm the guest today.
for now you are, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So the company that I'm working now, it's called Gemma. It is the first conscious supermarket in Mexico. That means that all the products and all the things that we do are conscious with the environment. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, how? And if there's people in the United States listen to us, it will be similar company as Trader Joe's or Brandless or Thrive Market in the United States. Gotcha. But here we are building this in Mexico. And
it's the first of its kind, right? So you just gave three American examples, Thrive, which is here in Los Angeles, obviously. Uh-huh. And then Brandless, which might also be in Los Angeles for all I know. And then Trader Joe's, which obviously is everywhere. But so those types of planet conscious, green, environmentally conscious, organic, healthy, natural, those types of mercados, grocery stores, as we would call them in American English.
Yeah, grocery stores. Uh-huh.
Those have historically, pre-Yema, those have not existed in Mexico or LATAM at large. Okay.
No.
So this is because they're breaking ground. They're opening a whole new category.
Yeah, totally. Because we used to have, and we have little stores that are organic or very specialized. But a company like this that has also the online platform and their own brand with all these values, it's completely a new concept in Mexico. And I hope in the next episodes we can have our founders.
I would also hope that they listen to this episode and they hear this blatant commercial that we're doing to them.
Yeah. And speaking about the changes, I'm super happy because this company complete me in a lot of senses. And yeah. as you noticed, and when we were recording the previous episodes, I was always trying to or mention that we have to invest in good to yeah. solve big problems and yeah. then to build the future and then to work like in local to
that I was gonna say you said and I don't none of what we're gonna say today is exact quotes because we don't have
yeah backwards. I don't remember my
that exact we don't have that good of memories but I have a pretty good one. You said in a couple different times in episode 1 and 2. So episode 1 we looked back and we talked about investing and doing good to solve big problems, and then episode 2 we talked about building the future, and the crossover point between those point was you shared this theory that this pandemic was going to lead us to a world where we were going to have maybe less distant and we would become not just like personal habits and like travel habits, but even economic habits. We were going to become more like villages again. We were going to be like, we were going to like close in on ourselves, right? Yeah. We were going to start to, hey, if I have free time, maybe I spend my free time with, you know, just my boyfriend or my husband or my wife and my family and maybe our closest neighbors. And we know that we're all safe and we know that we're all vaccinated like, and then maybe we create like small goods and we only shop at our local restaurants and we only shop like you shared that. And it's, and it's been interesting because there might've been a couple times when you thought we were going to like veer off of that and like go back to normal. And then that didn't really happen. Like you kind of like, yeah, like we teased it for like a week or two or a weekend, but then we like snap back. And today, I think like if you're saying that like Yemma in some weird way, Yemma's like a manifestation of that.
Yeah, totally. Like completely. And it has been, I mean, Yemma, it's a company that has been, I think, around 3 years now in Mexico City. Now it's arriving in Guadalajara. But I never thought that I was like just going through that path.
No.
Without, no,
you literally said in one of the episodes, like two, I think you said, Rob, I think I might like start like preserving like fruits and jams and
do your canning.
Yeah, organic like canning and like sell stuff locally just to like spur my creativity. And look at now you're literally gonna help grow a company who sells like organic canned jams and stuff like that, right? Like,
that is fun. Yeah. But so I'm very happy.
No, I mean you can hear it, I can see it, I know it as your friend. I think it's awesome that we get to share it. And I do think it is interesting, like, because when you were talking about that stuff back in February, by the way, I don't even think you had a boyfriend. And at the time.
I do. We were together since November.
Okay. All right. So he was still a new boyfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Right. And you weren't working for Yemma, nor did you think you were going to. And so it's like interesting how some of the things that we talked about, like the world at large, like other people's habits, like kind of have started to come true in your own life or in mine.
Yeah. I think it's important that like this like recap of my past months of my life is just to reflect that without knowing, we are always, as you said, like calling to the universe, the things that we should have in our life. So it's important to declare what we want and to know what the things that we like and what the things that we will dream to become. So 100%. All the opportunities we will like near to you, close to you, but it's up to everybody to take the chance and do it because maybe you have the opportunities there and you never do anything on that. But this time is special for that. And we have seen that in not only our lives, you and I, Rob, but in different companies, people now just experiment that this time gave them the opportunity to really know what their jobs were about and what they really want in life. So
we stripped away a lot of the, oh, like I enjoyed my job because I got to travel, because I got to go to parties, because I got to go to events, because I got to stand on stage, because I did happy hours. Like, and then when it was like, oh, like, I don't want this anymore.
And that's a special, that's some of the special things of this pandemic, because I know it's important to talk about the challenges and the things that make us sad of the pandemic and all the things that we have to do in order to be safe. But it's also important to recognize the other part that it's the happy things about the pandemic. Yeah.
No, 100%. So, I'll use so that you don't feel like this is all an episode about you. I'll share one of my stories right back on.
Yeah.
I think it was episode 6 when we did our spring break episode. And we talked about things that we were using, things that we had been involved in. And we talked about like two things in particular, that episode. We talked about Clubhouse, which was this audio social connection platform. And then I shared with you at that point, like this kind of weird connection for me between Clubhouse and Twitter, and how just being present in those platforms, because why not? Like I had nothing else to do. I couldn't go anywhere. Was just like hinting that it might be starting to develop relationships for me that would not only enrich my life, but to be valuable to the business. And in fact, our podcast proved that, because like, as I think back to some of our guests, there are people, Jolynn Vallejo, who we had, our Austrian American superstar friend who helped talk to us about like building bridges between Latin America and Silicon Valley, who, by the way, has had her own series of changes since we have broadcast that episode. And she is now the chief of staff for KPOR Capital, which is one of the leading capital investment companies and entrepreneurship support programs for underrepresented or disenfranchised minority founders. And so Jolynn only met her because of Clubhouse and Twitter. And our crazy
that mutual, is awesome,
right? And our crazy mutual friend, Cuco Vega. I mean, like,
you're one of the great examples of how to build community without being present, like in real person, like in real life.
Which is,
you have
which
been
is
a connector.
Crazy.
You have used the tools for good.
And thank you. Like,
I mean,
it's kind of you to say.
For me, it's amazing. I mean, to think about that and to be in building this network. And then the exciting part is that eventually you're going to, and now you're starting to actually connect with them in real person. So this work that you have done without knowing this, it was a work or a job.
Yep, right. Yep.
It's becoming real, and it's super amazing to see how the people is reacting and having different ways to connect. And you are like the ultimate example of that is possible.
So first of all, I'm blushing, right? So thank you. That's very kind of you. But let's circle it back to, like you said in your stories, the reason we're sharing these examples, our own, and to prove to you, to share to you what's possible. Right. So in this case, this example, Ilya makes a great point. Like, all I did, it's not special. I just chose to use the tools that were available to us.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I made some intentional choices about, like, okay, I'm going to make this effort. Okay. I'm going to do this. I'm going to follow through on that. I'm going to maybe, you know, I've kind of chosen, not just in this last 6 months, but in this last couple of years, I've chosen to very intentionally use social media to be like a spreader of positivity and encouragement and love, which makes me sound like some crazy hippie from the 60s. But, you know, like that, like I've managed to do that, but inside of business. And I'll tell you an amazing story, Ilay. I don't think we've had a chance. You saw the pictures. I know you did, but we haven't had a chance to talk live about this last week. But Monday of this week, I got invited over the last couple of weeks by a gentleman who's a established leader here. Awesome dude, Dave Wayland, here in Los Angeles. Never met him. Met him on Twitter. Literally, wow. never even heard him. So, like, unlike Jolynn, or for example, Taj, or Anna, like people that we met and like we heard them on Clubhouse, so we at least knew what they sounded, right? Like, literally, Dave and I were just Twitter.
Just
Twitter followers.
Like, oh my god!
And then it became some DMs, and then we kind of DM. And so, a couple 3 weeks ago, he says, "Hey, if you'd like to come, we're opening up this amazing new life sciences."
Oh yeah, I saw the
campus,
the photos,
right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like campus here in LA. He's like, I'd love to have you. He's like, we're not open yet. We're not going to be open until the fall, but like, you should come because you're like super important voice in Los Angeles. I'm like, humbled by that. Really great, right? He only knows me on Twitter. We go down there, and the punchline of this story: incredible visit, awesome. Here's the key to your lesson about like using the tools and just being intentional about whatever is going on around you in life. The opportunities are right there in front of you if you just pay attention. we walked in, shook his hand, like COVID safe. We're all tested. We're all vaccinated. Like everything. We knew that in advance, like everything was safe. Walked in, shook his hand, like gave each other a little hug, sat down, started talking. Elay, if you had been listening to that conversation or sitting there watching it, you would have assumed that Dave and I have known each other for 30 years.
Oh my God. Wow.
Completely human experience, not a digital experience, not a digital to in real life transitional experience, not an awkward, we just became the same people we are in the digital realm. We just literally just spoke it out loud in front of each other. And it was noticeable. Like we just toured and we visited, we talked, and he introduced me to his staff, and he was just like jumped in and started telling me his plans for the facility and their ambitions and the intersection of technology and life science and media here in Los Angeles. And it was incredible. It was a good like hour and a half we spent together, and literally like we'd known each other, and he looks at me, he's like, I feel like I've known you forever.
Wow.
Right.
That's awesome. I mean, that's their goal. The digital tools should be the complement of the actual relationships.
That's it. And we've had so many good people this year, right? I mean, again, Taj Eldridge and episode 7. I mean, Taj, she's just an incredible human being.
No,
right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you and I are just fanboys, fangirls of him still, right? But like what Taj is doing with venture capital, we had kind of a run this season. We're gonna spread further in season 3. We had kind of a run on capital in Latin America this year, right? Like this season. We had Megan Stevenson Krause from Peru talking about inclusivity and women. We had Anna Raptis, who's raising her own fund, one of the first general partners to raise a female-only run fund that is ideally trying to attract female investors. We had Taj, who's raising what will probably be one of the largest funds by a solo general partner as an African-American here in the U.S. I'd like just these incredible people talking about like the big issues of the day that we have never even met in person, like neither of us.
That's mind blowing.
So
and I wish that maybe in spite like apart from the reunion that we're going to do in podcasting format, we should make this in person, like the reunion. We should make the reunion in person.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
No, that would be awesome. I mean, like, and I'll tell you, I can't display this. I'm not gonna tell the whole story, but you know the story of my hashtag project that I'm doing this summer, right? So so I will just tell you a quick tidbit that ties it together with what you just said. And maybe some of our guests and the audience will get excited about this possibility if we can pull it off. But Dave says to me at the end of our visit, Dave Whalen on Monday in Culver City, he says to me, you know what would be awesome? Because he got one of these t-shirts that I had made. He says, it'd be awesome if we just got together all the people that you've given one of these t-shirts to for a live event. And we hosted it here at our facility, like when it's totally COVID safe, like later in the fall.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, and by the way, Elay, they're building a media lab downstairs so you can do podcast productions and video productions and live streaming for the startups that'll be in there.
Maybe I should move to LA.
So that might just... That might just have to be when you have a couple of days off from Yema in the fall or the early winter.
Yeah.
And we bring you up here to LA for a weekend and we do that event and we combine it with our guests from the show. And like you said, just kind of combine the best of the digital world and the virtual / real life. Like, and that's been the big lesson for me. You know, it was cool. I thought, I don't know what you thought about this, but like we had a couple of episodes at the end of the season where we talked about like really big important things, in particular your friend who now I consider a friend, Santiago San Martin. I mean that was like family. That felt like family discussion that I was just listening to.
Yeah, I mean that episode taught us a lot. It was very enriching to know his perspective, and it was just necessary to have that conversation to spread the word. But he's like light in the way he speaks about the subject of LGBT plus community and how to be exclusive. It was just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it was fascinating. His advocacy on behalf of his community and the broader community that he is a part of was inspiring.
Yeah.
But then also he was inspiring just as like a millennial young guy who's the country manager for Globant and is in charge of 500 or 3,000 employees building like one of the best technology companies in Latin. So like, even if he wasn't the advocate for the LGBTQ community that he is, like, he was an interesting guest. So one of the things that I think is really cool and why I'm so excited about season to prove to us is like how we ended, right? So most recent episode we published back at the end of June with Jessica Bedoya, the chief of staff from IB, which if you're betting on Latin America, entrepreneurial economies, like, you're crossing paths and collaborating with IDB. It's the Inter-American Development Bank. And it is like the backbone of all the financing that these venture capitalists do, that the angel investors want to do, that governments do. So that was really cool. And I also suggested that we kind of cut and end at season two and take a break for the summer and start anew with the new team in season three. I look back now and I'm like, what a perfect episode that was to kind of end, because it was like this statement about Latin America is here to stay. And during our hiatus that you and I have been on, aside from you jumping on board with one of the hottest, fastest growing companies in Mexico, like, we have watched a lot of our friends and our clients and our associates raise incredible amounts of money and start to actually build and or really scale up and grow the future of the entrepreneurial economies of the Americas. We've seen incredible funding levels and growth levels here in Los Angeles and in markets like Houston and Miami, and you guys are seeing everywhere in Mexico and throughout South America. I'm excited because in season three, what we're going to do, we're going to dive deeper and maybe more personally into some of the venture capital stories. We're going to talk with some guests who are going to tell us about like how podcasting and media is being utilized now in the startup entrepreneurial economy. We're going to visit with some people from the Hollywood side of things here who are going to literally tell us about like the centuries old history of storytelling and why storytelling is relevant to founders and entrepreneurs. But then we're also going to like maybe dive more deeply into some startups this year. Like, we're going to go into some categories and really start to talk about some companies' stories and some founder stories. We're going to dive into the obvious topics of things like NFT and crypto. We're going to hit life sciences. But then I also think regionally, one of the things that we had always dreamed that we wanted to do, some of the other stories about the other parts of the region, so people can start to figure out where the opportunities are for them. And so hopefully by the end of season three, we will have had the chance to have some guests on from cool entrepreneurial economies like in Colombia or Chile, Peru, Argentina, Brazil, and start bridging some of those gaps. So I'm really, we're both excited about season three. It's been an insane, intense pandemic. But our fun part that we love to do every episode with our guests, and I'll play mentor for the day first, right, is like we get to give some advice that we think is like specifically actionable that you can take away and not just be like, oh, that was awesome or it is so inspiring. But like, wait, give me something that I can think about that like when I end this, I can go think about in my business or in my life. And so we're going to do that. So why don't you, since you are the super mentor for the day hostess all the time, why don't you take us into that and then we'll close out.
Of course, I love to. So, Rob, before we leave, can you give us three pieces of advice for our audience for the next month?
I think for me, this is the plan, and this is what I'm telling all the founders that I'm mentoring. I think these three things are absolutely critical for any entrepreneur or young person today. One, we've got to accept the inevitable changes that are already here. And those are coming. So the simpler way to say that, we've just got to embrace the change and the future. So we got to let go of the past to do it. And we got to lean forward. Secondly, like in your company, in your fund, in your organization, in your university, whatever angle inside of entrepreneurial economies you are taking, you have to plan this new remote hybrid world that, as Ile said smartly a handful of minutes ago, be this digital complements and extends in real life, and in real life complements digital. Like, they are no longer separate things. Accept that and plan that into your business. Like, don't just, well, we'll just do social media, but I still have to do a lot of in-person stuff. Like, no. Like, your business plan now has to change to fit this world. And then the third thing, and I think this is the thing that everybody I needed to hear, and I'm surrounded by loving, caring people, but I learned about myself. Like, we've all got to be more patient with ourselves. We got to be more patient and put more focus on our health. We got to be more patient and put more focus on our relationships. As Elay has said from the beginning of today, like, the people that we need in our lives, the opportunities are in our circles, right? But we've got to be there to ask for the help, or we've got to be there to take advantage of the opportunities. So be patient with yourself, be patient with your health, be patient with your relationships, be patient with the investors that you work with, or if you're investors, be patient with the founders that you do business with. Because we're in a new reality, and this is no longer the way that time used to work. So, but what do you think? What's your three pieces of advice, buddy?
Oh my God. You're making me like being emotional with your advices. I totally agree in what you're saying. And for me, my advices will be like, be true to yourself. In order to know what you want and to attract what you need in your life. If you are real with yourself and you are honest with yourself, all the opportunities are going to be in front of you, and it's up to you to take it or leave it. That will be that one. And the second one will be, don't be scared. We will be like transition time for a couple of months at least, more. It's a great time to reinvent yourself and to think about new ways to do stuff that you really want, and to see opportunities and to implement them without not a lot of risk. So just do it. Don't be scared. And the third one, I think I would just agree with you in one of yours, that to use the tools that are out there and to use it to make good and to solve the problems that we're still in facing every day, and to build community, because at the end, the community and the people around you and the humans around you will still there no matter if we're still in the pandemic or not. So it's important to build community. Fortalecer los lazos que tienes con tu comunidad online para estar en el mundo real con una increíble comunidad de respaldo. And so
sí.
I hope the people that listen in English understand the last part, but I think that will be my three pieces of advice.
No, it's awesome. I think we both learned a ton in this last 6 months. And again, I no joke, it feels like it's been a year or longer. But we've learned a ton. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about you. And I'm grateful for our friendship. I'm grateful that we keep doing this. I'm excited about this next chapter and season three and what that represents to us internally. And for all the listeners, I'm just excited that we're just going to keep trying. We're just going to keep trying. Like, we're going to interview really interesting people and share their knowledge. We're going to keep trying to make the show better and smarter and sound better and shared with more people. And we're going to keep trying to do all that stuff, because we literally believe that this is like part of the journey of the entrepreneurial life. And we love being a part of it. Like, we're in it ourselves, but we love being a part of it through the show with all of you. So we're going to keep trying. How can people connect with us and find us, Elay?
So you can find us in all the platforms for podcasting: Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. Also, actually, if you want to reach to us through social media, you can find us in Instagram as Mentors Today, and also in our personal profiles, which is mine. It's at Ileana Haf, or Ileana JFAF. And Rob is at I Am Robin. And yeah, that will be the awesome places where you can look for us.
Big hugs. Happy day. Thank you, buddy. And we'll see you at the start of season three.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Super happy for that. Big hugs, my friend.